This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, September 25th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, legal issues in the news on the surprising importance of wedding witnesses. And we'll have our forecast coming up from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. The head of Illinois' Transportation Department says a major road project in the Chicago area won't impact work scheduled for downstate. Sean Crawford has more.
State Transportation Secretary Tim Martin says the cost of the massive Dan Ryan Expressway reconstruction has gone up since it was first approved. Actually, it's nearly doubled, with the price tag now estimated at around $1 billion. Martin says the agency made late changes to improve safety and traffic flow and has also seen rising costs for material and labor. He says the additional spending was factored in and the Dan Ryan won't jeopardize other road work.
We do not anticipate canceling projects and things like that.
But many downstate lawmakers are still concerned about the effects spending more in Chicago will have in their areas. The final determination will come early next year when the agency lays out its long-term road plan for the entire state. When finished, the Dan Ryan work is expected to be the most expensive road project in state history. I'm Sean Crawford.
A tentative contract agreement between the Rantoul Township High School District and its teachers gets its final vote tonight. If approved, the agreement would end the threat of a teacher strike that popped up when contract talks stalled earlier this month. The two sides, though, reached a breakthrough last week with the help of a federal mediator, though the chief union negotiator said neither side was entirely happy with it. A majority of Rantoul Township High School's 63 teachers ratified the deal last week. The school board meets tonight. Details of the contract won't be released until after they vote. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he's concerned about a new compromise between some Senate members and President Bush. That agreement provides specific mandates for dealing with terror suspects and detainees. Alex Helmick reports.
The agreement explicitly states that Mr. Bush must act according to the Geneva Conventions. It also allows Mr. Bush to convene military tribunals on his own, and it allows coerced testimony at those hearings. Durbin, the Senate's second-ranking Democrat, says the deal allows the government to continue to hold people without charging them.
These men will still be held indefinitely with no charges against them. If that happened to an American anywhere in the world, we would be justifiably outraged to think that someone would be held without charge.
Durbin says he's also worried that intelligence officers will not have to face criminal prosecution for violating international interrogation standards. Both the Republican leadership and the Bush administration say they got what they wanted as the measure ends nearly 2 weeks of Republican infighting. The deal still has to pass Congress. I'm Alex Helmick.
Urbana city leaders want their downtown area to sprout a gallery district. The downtown is already covered by tax increment financing districts, which give tax breaks to any business that sets up shop there. But the city's now offering other types of help, a year's worth of rental assistance and other grants, to owners of art galleries. City Economic Development Manager Tom Carino says those galleries can be the foundation for further growth.
To promote more activity downtown, to promote entrepreneurs, but specifically entrepreneurs within the arts and culture type businesses, to create a more pedestrian-friendly downtown, attract more of the creative class maybe to our downtown through, again, the promotion of arts and culture downtown.
Carino says one gallery has already opted for the new incentives, and he'd love to see more. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says the Blagojevich administration is stalling when it comes to protecting the public from dangerous dogs. Amanda Vinicky reports.
After a woman was killed by stray dogs while jogging in a Cook County Forest Preserve, the Illinois legislature passed a law meant to protect people from vicious dogs. Under the premise that animals that aren't spayed or neutered are responsible for most attacks, legislators created a program that helps poor people afford the operations, with the goal of reducing the violent incidents. The ASPCA's Lady Van Cavage says it's crucial the program be implemented to protect people. But although it's been on the books more than a year, and despite her repeated calls, She says the Blagojevich administration hasn't done anything with it.
You know, to be quite honest, I think the Illinois Department of Public Health doesn't want another program.
But Illinois Department of Public Health spokesperson Kimberly Parker says it takes time to set it up.
There had to be time to get the rules done, to implement the program, to, you know, reach out to veterinarians.
Parker says the program will be ready in January. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Wedding guests are more than just happy revelers. They're also key witnesses to an important legal event and may be called upon to testify that the wedding did in fact occur. As commentator Amy Guida explains in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, there's a lot of money at stake, even if the love ended decades ago.
Traditional wedding vows make mention of five important words: until death do us part. It's romantic and sweet and all that, but those little words really pack a punch. They reflect that, as far as the law is concerned, without a divorce decree, your union lasts a lifetime, which can be a wonderful thing or a really, really bad thing, depending upon your unique circumstances. So I read with interest the story of a woman who's filed for divorce in New York. She's now in her 60s, and she was 10 or 11 when she met, and maybe married, a 15 or 16-year-old boy in India. I say maybe married because she says the two wed in a lavish ceremony in their village in India over 50 years ago. She says they had relatives, village elders, 250 on the guest list as witnesses, and she says she has some of their affidavits to prove it. He says that the wedding never happened. And whether the wedding ceremony occurred or not means everything, not only in an emotional sense, but in a financial sense. It sounds like he's well off now, you see, and it sounds like she's not, and she'd like her share of the marital property earned during their 50 years of wedded bliss, thank you very much, even though they haven't seen each other for more than 40 years. If indeed they were married in India when they were very young, and even if they haven't seen each other in decades, the law would very likely side with her. That's the outcome case law points to, at least. There are some marriages that go on for decades, even when the husband and wife cease living as husband and wife. Take one couple who married in 1967. They grew apart after a scant 2 years and lived separately until he filed for divorce approximately 25 years later. Did I mention that he won the lottery shortly before he filed the divorce papers? Turns out that even though the two had lived apart, and even though by all accounts the emotional marriage had ended 2.5 decades before, the legal marriage was intact and still thriving. In some states, at least, parties may drift into a common law marriage by living together with informal agreement. But, as the court put it, there's no such thing as a common law divorce. Those lottery winnings? Since the ticket was purchased during the ongoing legal marriage, they're marital property and should be divided as such. So if the woman in the case from New York is right, and if she and her husband were married in a ceremony decades ago, and if she's able to get around some legal wrangling over the age at ceremony issue, two people who haven't seen each other in decades will suddenly be splitting a lifetime's worth of marital property. Property like accumulated wealth and a house or two or maybe a pension he likely thought was just his. Which is why there are witnesses to weddings. They're able to confirm that two people said five important words, or words to that effect, 50 years before. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. The forecast for the week begins with sunshine for today and tomorrow, but a little chance of rain moving in as we move through the weekend, turning cooler again. Mostly sunny today across Illinois and Indiana, the highs ranging from 67 in northern Indiana to 75 in southern and western Illinois. Mostly clear tonight with areas of patchy, dense fog developing overnight, mainly in southern sections of the two states and in central Indiana. Lows tonight will range from 42 in northwest Illinois to around 50 in southwest Illinois. For tomorrow, AM 580's Mike Sola says mostly sunny again, with highs ranging from 70 in eastern Indiana to 78 in southern Illinois. And the extended forecast calling for clouds to move in and showers and thunderstorms to arrive in the northern and central sections of the two states on Wednesday, and cloudy throughout the two states Thursday with a chance of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and turning cooler with highs Thursday in the 50s north and central and the mid-60s in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, September 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.